You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Addiction is a cornerstone theme in Jagged Little Pill, as our story's central character, MJ, is a wife and mother who is hiding her spiraling opioid addiction from her family. Her husband, Steve, is completely unaware that something like this could happen in his family. The following video is a discussion between the actors who play those roles, Elizabeth Stanley and Sean Alan Krill, lead producer Vivek Tiwari, and our esteemed Impact Board advisor, Joanne Peterson, who is founder of the organization Learn to Cope.
Hi, everyone. My name is Vivek Tiwari, and I'm one of the lead producers of Broadway's Jagged Little Pill. We all believe that we're living in a time right now where issues of equity, diversity, belonging, inclusion, authenticity, responsibility, and quite frankly, speaking one's truth are of paramount importance. And as artists who focus on storytelling, we hope that that is baked directly into our DNA. And that's what we try to do when we create art and tell stories through it. So we're hoping on this panel to give you a little sense of how we did that and hopefully to inspire you to speak your truth and to do it responsibly and with authenticity. So let me start by taking you back in the Jagged Little Pill process. When we first decided we wanted to adapt Jagged Little Pill into a musical, our first decision is that we were not interested in telling a fluffy period piece, something that would take you back to the early 90s or the mid 90s when Jagged Little Pill was created as an album and bring you back to that period in your life. Instead, we wanted to set it in the present day and to deal with important issues facing the world currently. And we wanted to honor what we believe is the legacy of Jagged Little Pill, the album. We believe Jagged Little Pill was an album that when you first heard it, it made you confront uncomfortable truths within your life, to recognize things that you maybe didn't want to talk about or didn't want to deal with that were happening in your world. Now, many of the creators and the cast of Jagged Little Pill have dealt with issues of opioid addiction in their life, whether it's directly or through helping a loved one. So we were beginning this process coming from an authentic place. As we were creating the narrative, we had our own experiences that we were drawing from, but we didn't feel that that was enough. We wanted to be as responsible with this incredibly sensitive issue as we possibly could be. And so we created what we call our Social Impact Advisory Board. And to bring literal experts dealing with this field in their professional life, as well as their personal life, into our storytelling process. And I'm very proud to introduce you to one of them today, Joanne Peterson, who is the founder of Learn to Cope, which is a national network of families and loved ones providing resources, education, and sharing experiences on how to cope with opioid addiction, whether it's directly or with those loved ones surrounding you in their lives. And I also have joined with me today two of our principal actors in Jagged Little Pill, Elizabeth Stanley and Sean Alan Krill. Now, Jagged Little Pill is in many ways an ensemble piece, but Elizabeth and Sean really are at the heart of our story. Elizabeth plays MJ, a character who is dealing with opioid addiction and really hiding it very well from the rest of her family. And Sean plays her husband, who adores his family and is trying very hard to keep his family together, but doesn't realize that his wife is dealing with this awful problem. So really, opioid addiction is at the heart of our story. And I'd like to start with you, Joanne.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. Learn to Cope is an organization that we help families that are dealing with this at home, whether it's their partner or their child or grandchild or sibling. Anyone that loves somebody that's grappling with this situation. And we do offer resources, hope, education, and support. You know, it's not an easy task all the time because there's not always a good ending to our stories. But the most important piece of Learn to Cope is the unity that we have, and we do become like family to each other because we're able to openly talk to each other about our feelings, our fears, our hopes. We celebrate when our loved ones find recovery, or we mourn together when we lose our loved ones. I'm somebody that's grown up with addiction in my family. And, you know, and then later in life, it happened with one of my own children who is now in recovery. But that's that's why and how it started. So I was really honored to get the phone call to come and meet Elizabeth and Sean and the rest of the cast and you, Vivek. And I was so touched by what you were doing and so grateful that you reached out to make sure that it was done in an authentic way, that it would touch people's hearts. And it certainly, you certainly have done that.
Elizabeth and Sean, can you talk a little bit about your experience developing these characters and grappling with this very sensitive issue and really making it a part of your life as you try to embody these characters? And what was it like working with someone like Joanne?
I definitely felt a huge responsibility to get it right. You know, I recognized, I think, how delicate, how sensitive, how deep it is. And, you know, I wanted to be respectful and I didn't want to offend or make it shallow or, you know, so that was like the utmost importance to me. And I was really desperate for any kind of connection I could make with people who were willing and generous enough to share their story. So yeah, connecting with Joanne, thank you. I'm like forever grateful for, because I can imagine it's not easy to, you know, have to rehash moments of your life or to keep sharing things in sort of a public way that are so private and potentially painful. So I was just continually moved by you and a few other people specifically that just shared, because I think, and Sean can speak to this also, but like, it was important for me to know what it feels like for the person who is actually going through the experience themselves, but then what it looks like to the people who are witnessing it from the outside, because as an actor, you need to understand both. So thank you again, Joanne.
Thank you.
And I felt very similarly in the beginning. I just really wanted to make sure I got it right. It's this strange underbelly for Steve, you know, it's like, it's the underbelly of the addiction, because so much of what happens, what you see happen in our play, and from what I've heard from the people that I've spoken with that have dealt with this, there's this great need to know what is going on, and so much confusion and misunderstanding, and you're watching relationships crumble in our show, but I know that it's based in a reality. Unfortunately, I found this out, this to be true, is that, you know, relationships just fall apart because the truth of what's happening is so well hidden. And there's so much misunderstanding and there's so much confusion and anger and resentment builds up. And I was just, Joanne, I was so moved when you came in, and it was just so brave and selfless of you to come in and share your story with us. And I was particularly moved because so much of what you were describing in your own experience was exactly, you know, so similar to what Steve is going through in the play. So it was just unbelievably helpful for me.
And by dealing with issues like opioid addiction in our show, we recognize that it can be triggering for members in the audience. And we want to be able to address those moments when they're triggered and provide resources and know how to respond to those folks. And that goes from everyone, from you on stage, Elizabeth and Sean, to, you know, the people who are working the concession booths, who may be needing to deal with somebody who's having a hard time with the show, or the joy of somebody recognizing that there's a story being told that they can relate to. You know, we've seen some of that as well. And that's part of why, as a producer, I was hoping to give you guys, the entire family, if you will, the resources and tools to help, you know, sort of help responsibly add to this discourse about opioid addiction. And along those lines, I was wondering whether you could talk about some experiences that you've had with the audience members.
Yeah, it's deeply moving. Anytime someone, you know, really connects and feels like they want to share that, you know, as an artist, I think like that is the highest call, to feel like we are connecting with people and giving them a place to to feel and to connect with others. I've had many people, I would say the thing that people have commented on is the scene that Joanne was speaking about earlier, which is, I won't give any spoilers, but it goes along with the song Uninvited by Alanis. And it's a really powerful scene in the way that it's staged. And I've had a number of people say, like, that is what addiction feels like. I guess that most of the people that have been reaching out to me saying that have been people that are in recovery themselves or are currently struggling with it themselves. And they said, I've never been able to see what that is. But that is it. And another thing that sticks out in my brain is this internal struggle of like trying, I mean, it makes me like almost cry just speaking about it, like trying so hard to quit and wanting nothing more than to be able to quit, but then like just not being able to. And so then like this, the incredible vicious cycle of self-loathing and despair and self-hatred that went along with it. And so then to me, in listening to Alanis's lyric, you know, just became clear, like you're uninvited, an unfortunate slight. It was like, you're singing to yourself, to the part of you that you hate because you can't quit.
I mean, I've lost two people to addiction, one to an overdose, and, you know, not actually seeing it happen myself, but imagining what it was like. So for me, when I saw that piece and the music, and the choreography, what we always say is, you know, people don't imagine that they want to become addicted to something. They really don't enjoy it. It becomes something that their body needs, that the body needs that drug so they're not getting sick. And then sometimes they have an overdose by accident. So it just, without words, but just hearing the lyrics and watching that struggle was so powerful. I'll admit it was hard too, but it was beautifully done. It was tastefully done. And for me, as someone that's lost somebody, it honored that pain. And I felt like the emotion of it might help people that haven't had this happen to someone they love maybe have more compassion and understand it a little bit more, and maybe, you know, before using stigma or, you know, against somebody, maybe they'll, after seeing something like that, they'll think about what that actual person is struggling. They're struggling to stay alive in that scene. I think I took it as MJ, the character, was struggling to not overdose, but the drug kept just calling back. And it was like this so powerful, so emotional. I, thinking about it, get the chills. And every time I hear that song now and play that song, I can picture that in my head. But it's not a traumatic, I don't know if this makes sense. It's a little hard, but at the same time, it helps me to honor that like feeling and acknowledge it. But it's beautifully, tastefully done.
I feel that now more than ever, we need to in the service of telling the truth, we need to draw on personal experiences. We need to draw on experts, and we need to realize the responsibility we have in what we're portraying on stage and how that can affect the audience members.
The song Smiling, which is done all, the choreography is all in reverse. So everything is like backwards. And I don't know that Larbi had this in mind, but someone shared in a talk back that we did, it was a group of people who were in recovery, and they said, you know, I was watching that and I was thinking about this thing that they say in recovery, which is play the tape back. And, you know, it's something that you would say to yourself to say like, okay, when I play the tape back tomorrow of like, how this is going to go down tonight, like, what's that going to look like? And I remember this man saying like, I just kept thinking about that in that scene. And, so, you know, it's kind of this amazing thing when it already had a lot of depth and meaning to me as an actor, but like the more I do it and the more people connect with it, it just every moment becomes that much richer and that much deeper.
You say everything so beautifully and eloquently.
What not am I always saying? True.
I just want to be like, same. Same as what Elizabeth Stanley said. You know, I spend most of the show. I mean, if you're inside Steve's mind, you're basically in like you're in a love story, right? Because for him, it's like my wife doesn't love me anymore. So for him, for about 85% of the show, he's in a love story, but the part where they're falling out of love and he's like trying to figure out what to do. And also he's a workaholic and all that, but like, he has no idea he's in an opioid addiction story, right? Until the very last minute. And it's just this, like all of these sucker punches coming at him. So the end of the show, it's a little different for me. It feels like I get run over by a truck. I think I'm on a ride. I think I know what ride I'm on. And then I'm on a completely different ride. And so it is, it's beautifully cathartic that I get Mary Jane to sort of express that, you know, that we all do get Mary Jane is such a gift. And it's about healing and connection, which is something that the audience really hasn't seen yet in the show, really. So it's the very, very beginning of a connection and a communication that they're like, I think that people are going, oh, they're maybe they'll be okay. You know?
So with that idea of taking care of oneself and adding to the conversation, Joanne, I'd kind of like you to have the last word and to let our audience members know, you know, if they want to continue to dig into these issues, what can they do to help? What can they do to address issues that may exist within their own lives? You have a wonderful organization in Learn to Cope. What other resources and organizations are there out there?
There's several different things I can think of. There's so much. I would say the best place to start is to start educating yourself and, you know, talk to people in the community. And then if you do have a family member that's struggling, confront them and talk to them about it and see if you can try and motivate them to some sort of treatment and get help for yourself, whether it's Al-Anon or something like Learn to Cope. Another thing that's very, very important is Narcan, which is also known as nasal naloxone, which can reverse an overdose. You can get it in most states at a pharmacy. And, you know, teaching a family member that has somebody at home actively using opiates, it's very important for them to have that so that they can reverse that overdose and get them the medical attention they need.
You know, on a micro note, thank you for everything you've done for Jagged Little Pill and for helping.
Well, thank you for what you've done. Oh, all of you.
But look, most importantly, thank you for what you do with Learn to Cope. Outside of Jagged Little Pill, thank you for the work you do in helping people who are dealing with opioid addiction and who are dealing with loved ones who are dealing with it. What you do is so important and truly from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Elizabeth and Sean, thank you so much for also spending your afternoon with us. Thank you for breaking my heart every time I see you on stage, for portraying those characters and telling our story with such authenticity and grace, and really embracing the responsibility that we have in telling that story. And I do hope that those of you who are watching get a deeper glimpse into how we have approached our storytelling and can see that we've done our best to be authentic and truthful storytellers. And we encourage you to do the same with the stories that you tell yourself, the stories that you consume, and the stories that you tell others. Please approach the words and the stories you tell with responsibility, authenticity, and speak your truth. If we can encourage others to do that, then we've done good work, and that's what we're trying to do here. So thank you all so much on behalf of everyone involved in Jagged Little Pill.